Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isn't that exciting? To come together and just to look to Him and to know that we're going to get something that's going to change us. When I say change us forever, I'm not just exaggerating. I'm saying we can come up in our life, we never look back. We go up a notch. And we just keep doing that. We just keep going up a notch. We don't have to go back down. We might get tested. You will get tested. You get some knowledge, and then you get some tests. Isn't that the way school is? They just don't throw knowledge, and then you graduate from high school. No. You get some knowledge. You get some practice. Then you get a test. What's the test there for? Make you feel bad? No. It's so that you can see what you still need to work on. That's the whole point of a test. You know, we made it all about grades, and kids get all so excited. Well, am I going to get an A or a B? Really, the point is, do you know what you know and what you don't know when you get done with the test? That's the whole point. Do I know where, okay, I know this, I don't know this. I need to work here. So that the next time it comes around, I'm ready. And when I'm passing that with flying colors, now I'm ready for the next class. So many people are reaching out. Way about, you know, I want to do this and this, and they just can't, they're not even passing the test back here. And we can all be guilty of that. No, we just need to know where we're at. Do you hear me? We need to know where we're at. Don't try to be where somebody else is at. Don't try to act like you're somewhere you're not. It's not going to do you any good, because when the tests come, it doesn't matter what you've been pretending to be. It matters what's really in there. Again, we're not playing games. When the challenges of life come, it doesn't matter who in church thinks you know what or how many scriptures you can quote. It matters what do you know and what's settled in your heart and what's going to work. It's what you have, what you're believing in God's word. It all comes back to Him. It doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what you read in some book. You got to bring it back to the word of God. You say, no, God said this. So when the pressure comes, when the tests come, when they push on you, you say, no, this is what God's word says, and I'm coming out. That's how we pass the tests of life. And there will be tests. There will be. There will be trials. There will, the challenges of life come to all of us. But it's what we do in the midst of them. You don't get just to where you have enough faith that, well, I just don't ever have any bit of problem at all. That's not in the word. You're going to get tested. We're going to get tested. Now, I'm not saying God's sending all the stuff. No. We live in a fallen world. But God will allow you to be tested. He'll allow stuff to happen. He doesn't want, if you can't handle certain things, He's not going to allow you to be tested beyond what you can bear. So don't ever think that this is going to bring me down. No, it won't. No, not if God's on my side. He's going to bring me through because He wants me to be strong. Don't you do that with your kids? You can watch them go through things and you say, this is going to make them stronger. If you jump in and rescue them every time, that'll make them weak. And God is the ultimate father. So people get this twisted and say God's sending stuff and He's warped. No, He allows people to go to hell. So He allows things that aren't necessarily His will, but if you have the word, He'll watch you and say, here they go. There's a test. If they do my word, they're coming right through this. And he's going, do what you know to do. Do what you know to do. Do what you know to do. He's there. He's our biggest cheerleader saying, you just walk it out. Son or daughter, you got this. You got this. And He'll be encouraging you. And if we follow Him, we'll come through. And then we'll come to the next thing, and we'll come through. And we'll come to the next thing, and we'll come through. And then we look back, and we're like, wow, man, I never could have handled this back there. But you're not back there. You're here. And so you're walking on, and we just keep going up and up and up with Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn over to 2 Timothy 2. This all goes along with everything we're saying today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 2 Timothy 2:13. He is so good. Lord, You're a good God. We're so thankful. 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. Everybody there? It says, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Now this is Paul speaking to Timothy. Paul's getting ready to exit. He's getting ready to exit the earth. And he's telling Timothy some important stuff. If you were getting ready to go, some of the last words you're saying would be probably some of the most important to your loved ones. You're not going to see them again until they get to heaven. He's telling them some things here. And he says, you therefore, my son in the faith, he said, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. We talked about this some last week. If you weren't here, I encourage you to get the recording. Download it. But to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Grace is one of the biggest words in the New Testament. There's so many facets to it. But grace is everything that God is to us. He's your help. He's the giftings that He's placed in you. He's the strength. He's wisdom. Everything that you need, God's grace is sufficient to meet any need because it's God Himself coming into your life. He's unmerited favor. When you need His help, He's there. And Paul here is saying, be strong in that grace. We need to be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus. Be strong in His grace. Notice it didn't say, be strong in yourself. Now, we're not saying you don't do anything in and of yourself. We have a part to play, but our strength has got to come and have its foundation in Christ Jesus. Amen. He is the foundation. You can't build upon anything else. There are people that have accomplished, you know, great things, but their foundation isn't on Him. And when you get done with it all, all this is going to be burned up. It's not going to matter. I said it's not going to matter. When we get to the other side and we look back, the only things that are going to be existing and eternal and lasting are what were built on Him. When we do things out of honor for Him, those are lasting. It said we're going to be rewarded for those things that we do on this earth for eternity. That's sobering. And there's other things that people, accolades that people think are great on this earth, be gone. People won't even remember them. But for eternity in heaven, I don't know how all that works. But the Bible says it. There are rewards for what we do in this short little span here on this earth. Right. Just here and then gone. But what we do means every day counts. But what we do for Him and in His strength, not in and of ourselves, going off and doing a bunch of stuff that we think is real cool, but we're not basing it on what He told us to do. But those things, when we're doing it because He told us to, and we don't see how to get it done, but we're doing it because He said so, and so if you said so, then I can do it, that's faith. And that Bible says, without that, it's impossible to please Him. It's impossible. It gives Him joy when His children are looking up at Him saying, I don't know, but here we go. And go after Him. That pleases Him. Versus when people say, well, I can do this. I got it all in my own strength. If it's not coming back to Him, that's not pleasing to Him. Now, it shouldn't be, well, I just can't do anything. No, I can do it in Him. I have to have that part. I have to have it that I'm going to draw on Him. I'm going to draw on the strength that's in Him. Let's turn. We're going to run through a few of the scriptures we went through last week, and then we're going to move on. 2 Corinthians 12. Praise God. I believe when we leave here today, we're going to be stronger in this than we ever have been. I'm telling you what, some things are just getting cemented. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians 12. Verse 7. It says, unless I should be exalted above measure in the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities. That doesn't mean sickness, it means weaknesses. That the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities or weaknesses, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. Notice that, for Christ's sake. We don't, God just doesn't, you don't just go through a bunch of stuff. Anything that we're going through ought to be because we're going after Him and we're doing what we ought to be doing. Yeah. Do you realize, I mean, you can create stuff for yourself and it has nothing to do with the plan of God. You create persecutions because we can act just dumb sometimes and do things and provoke other people. And then, I mean, have you seen this? God bless their hearts. But I've seen people that just will be belligerent. Good night. I went down to Mardi Gras 1 year with a group, and they go through and minister to certain people. And the way they do it is completely, they're just silent. And they go through and they carry a cross through that mess. And I thought before, and I don't know if I really want to be a part of that, but I went and it was powerful. It's amazing how people look at you and people come up to you crying and stuff. People that know they should not be there, daughters of mothers and children come up going, I know what you're doing is right. I should not be here. And they know better. But you have other people that come down there and they are getting in these people's faces, just yelling at them, just condescending, tearing them apart. And I'm going, you are not representing Jesus. And then people just, you know, of course, blow them off. Well, some of that's just brought on themselves. We can do that. You know, you got to watch how we talk to people and minister the gospel. We're not to be condescending. Jesus is not condescending. There are people that have, they believe what they believe and they're sincere about it and they just don't know. They're not stupid. They just don't know certain things, and it's not, they just don't know. They've thought about it. They've reasoned it out, and as far as they know, this is the conclusion. Now, people can be haughty and completely reject the gospel and be like, I don't have anything to do with it, but there are people that will come to salvation that just haven't come to it yet. And we don't want to drive those people away. But, well, you're just, you know, trying to help them. Don't be in the mode that you have to help them. That's condescension. People don't need to be helped. They need to be shared. They need to hear the gospel.
Yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah. So he said, in deeds, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Seems like a contradiction. And it would be in the world. But when we know who God is and who He is to us, then what we're saying is, when we've run out of us, that's when you tend to look to Him more. We can get in the mode, even when we're Christians, we've been going along pretty good, you can get to the place where you feel like, man, I'm doing pretty well, and that's fine to think I'm doing pretty well, as long as we don't cross the line over into thinking, I'm doing pretty well, and it's all because of me. Because everything, just like what we read in the offering in Deuteronomy 8:18, what he's saying there is those people, he said, when you come into lands that you didn't take yourself, that you didn't build these houses, that you didn't supply yourself, don't forget that it's God that gave it to you. Don't start to think, well, I'm just so great, I did this. Which is what happens. But when you don't know where the next meal is going to come from, or you don't know when the next job is going to happen, and you're looking to Him and you're like, God, I'm just looking to You. I don't know. People tend to reach out to Him and to lean on Him more. Now, like we said last week, people twist this around to where people think, well, see, God sends all these things because He's trying to get you in that state. No, you could go into that state of relying on Him anytime. And it's sometimes very challenging when you have an abundance and you have no problems. That's a test of your faith, sometimes more than when you have needs. Because when you have needs, people will run and be like, God. But when you have everything, sometimes people are like, what do I need God for? I have everything. And that's why you can't necessarily use it as just a, we go back to sharing with people. You can say, well, you know, come over on here. You'll be blessed in everything if you become a Christian. You got to watch it there. You could be talking to a multimillionaire that has everything. Life is marriage is fine as much as somebody without Jesus could be. His family's doing pretty good. And you're saying, come be like me. That's not why we're supposed to get saved. That's a benefit. But if you don't, I don't care how well your life is going, if you don't have Jesus, you're going to hell. You need a Savior regardless. That's the gospel. Now, part of the gospel is, and the benefits of Him are, you know, health and, yes, prosperity. But that's not the reason. You can't necessarily use that as we come over here to all people. Because they're like, what do I need God for? Well, there's one thing you can't do for yourself, and you couldn't save yourself. I don't care how much money you have and how healthy you are and how great your relationships are. You're still going to hell if you don't know Him. That's what every person needs to hear, regardless. Hallelujah. But when we are... when we are going through a stress or something, it's easy to run to Him, or people will tend to run to God more often like that. Sometimes it's a challenge when we have everything. But He said when we're weak, when we feel like we don't have it all together, He said then we're strong, because if we'll look to Him. Now, it doesn't say you're automatically strong if you have problems. Because then, I mean, some people would be the strongest in faith ever that have just problem after problem after problem. Just going through problems doesn't make you strong. There's people that have all kinds of problems, and they're more bitter today than they ever were. No, just going through problems doesn't make you strong. Relying on God in the midst of your problems is when you'll be stronger than ever, because you're saying, I don't know what to do here, and you're going beyond yourself, beyond your resources, and looking. You know you need something from Him. And so you're looking to Him. And if we look to Him and draw from Him, He's infinite. He has no limitations. So now you're not looking to yourself, to your little circle of friends and your little resources. You're saying, you're tapping into the Almighty. Now, how much stronger is that? In the strength that's in Him. He said, my grace, back in verse 9, my grace is sufficient for you. It's sufficient. It's sufficient. It's sufficient. I said it's sufficient. Somebody needs to hear that His grace is sufficient for you, because you're tempted to say, I don't know how I'm going to get past this. And it may be just something that's recurring. It doesn't have to be one incident in your life. It could be something you don't know how you're going to get past this habit. You don't know how you're going to get past this thing you keep tripping over. You don't know how you're going to get past this personality thing. His grace is sufficient.
Hallelujah.
It's enough. I said it's enough. I said, it's enough. It's more than enough. It's sufficient. When we talk about how big our problem is, or I just don't know how I'm going to get past this, we are agreeing with the wrong thing. And what we're saying is, God has no idea how to fix this. And I know He doesn't, and I just might as well say so. We would not say it that way, but that's what we're saying. We're basically saying, God doesn't know how to fix this one. And everybody knows it, I might as well just state it. No, no, no. God's grace is sufficient for even that. More than enough. In fact, think about this. He knows exactly how to fix it right now. He doesn't have to think about it. He already knows. Think about that. Think about the biggest thing that's facing you right now. Close your eyes for a minute. Think about the top one thing, two thing, three things, depending on where you are. You might have three things that are kind of equal. You might have one big thing that's over right. You might have one big thing, the next thing that's pretty big. Think about those things right now. Get them visualized in your head right now. Think about what they are and what you're facing on them. You got it? Now think about this. God already knows exactly what to do about every one of them and has an answer right now. Right now, he already knows. He doesn't have to think about it. He just already has everything completely figured out now. You believe it?
Yes.
Go ahead and open your eyes. God's more than enough. We don't mean he just squeaks by. Well, you're more than enough, but no, he is just abundance, dump. Think of a dump truck. You ever seen these dump trucks that they like dig, I don't know what is it? Those things that the wheels are like 10 foot high. They're like mining something. These things are like $3 million a piece. Guys, you know what I'm talking about? Because you'd like to drive one. I know I would like to see what's. They're like 10 foot tires, double, like two of them like this. And they're in there to mine different things. Then they got these huge cranes that they pile the stuff in. I mean, these things are just massive, mammoth. Think about one of those things dumping something. That God could just handle a whole fleet of those. That's abundance. Amen. It's not just he's just more than enough. He'll get me through this. No. Sometimes it's that we just barely get through because that's about where we can believe. That just took us through to the next level and you just passed the test. And next time, if you looked back, think about this. Like we were saying earlier, if you looked back at the things that you were dealing with 10 years ago, you'd say, no problem. Man, it'd be more than enough to handle that. But then you were just eking by. Just squeaking by. Just barely. And you look back at yourself and go, man, I've come so far. Now you're looking at the problem in front of you and you're going, I don't know. I'm not sure about this one. Well, how about 10 years down the road? What are you going to think about where you're at now? Is it that God's not the limit? No, he's not. His grace is more than sufficient. So we just look to him and know that he's going to bring us through and it's going to be good. So we might as well just relax right now. Can we do that? Relax right now?
Yeah.
With anything? Now, you identified like several things that are facing you right now. If we know God already has the plan, he already knows everything, why are we going to be uptight? Let me ask you a question that Jesus said. Which of you, by worrying, is going to add one cubit to your stature by worrying about it? In other words, what's worrying going to do? It going to help at all? No. Fret about it, wonder how it's ever going to happen, wonder, good night, how could God ever bring us? Is that going to help? No. Does he got it? Does he already have it figured out? Then why are we upset about it? Huh? Because we're focused on the wrong thing. You start focusing on the dump trucks and how much God can do, and your little problem is just this little speck, and he's got a whole fleet of them, okay. Well, I don't need to worry about it.
Amen.
His grace is sufficient now. 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 For my thing now. Not somebody off that I heard, I've heard the teaching, but I kind of said, I know that in general. I'm saying now for those things that you visualized a few minutes ago. Now. Sufficient. More than enough. Abounding. You getting that? Just visualize because... Think about that thing being obliterated. Whatever that problem is, think of a big dump truck pulling up to it and just dumping all over it and just wiping it out like that.
Hallelujah.
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 Sufficient. Could it be that in a little bit of time, you don't even remember, hardly, if you tried hard you could, but life is so different that you can't even remember what it was like to go through that problem. Because life is so different. Life has changed so much. Is that possible? I believe it's possible. That you could look back. Let me ask you this. Are there any of those situations in your life that you can think of in your past that looked huge to you and you're past them? Raise your hand if there's at least one of those things that you could look back and say, I wasn't sure I was going to get through that, but here I am and I'm past it. Okay. Is God able to make this one look like one of those? Yes, he can. It's just that that's the one facing you right now. So, it came to pass. It's going to come, and it can be in the past in a little bit. And you're looking back going, yep, God came through. Came through, past tense. I see how he... So you don't know that right now. So it's tempting to go, you know, to worry about. But if we know we've kind of gone through that, that's not going to do any good. That's not what I'm supposed to be focusing on. I'm supposed to be looking at the fact that he's the Almighty, the many-breasted one, the one that's more than enough. And he has our best interests at heart. Then what we need to do right now is just draw some strength from him. Amen? Let's just draw some strength from him. Let's just draw some strength from him. That's what we need to do right now because he already has it. See, we know we may be feeling a little weak right now. And you may be worn down because you felt weak for I don't know how long. Could be weeks, could be months, could be years. It's time to start really pulling on him. Know that his grace is sufficient, period. And that we may feel weak, but that doesn't mean we are weak. That means this is an opportunity to start pulling on the grace of God right now. We don't have to wait till the sermon's over. Let's start pulling right now. Let's pull on that grace right now. That his grace is sufficient right now.
Yes.
That right now.
Yes.
We don't need to focus on the fact that we're weak. Okay, we've established that. We qualify for that verse. If we're weak, ooh, then we're strong. If we'll look at the right thing. If we'll look at him. If we'll look at the answer instead of the problem. Look at the answer. Why don't you just close your eyes for a moment and just meditate on that. Meditate on the fact that he is the answer. That you may feel weak. Quit looking at how weak you are. That's an established fact. All that means is that you're qualified to draw on the mighty grace of Almighty God. So right now, instead of worrying about it, which is pushing you in the opposite direction, start drawing on his grace and start pressing in and pulling from his strength right now. Pull from the strength of God right now. Say, God, you have this. Just in your heart, just start to put it in perspective and just see his abundant resources and his abundance just coming in whatever area you need it. You need it in relationships. You need it in finances. You need it in health. Just see the mighty grace of all. Grace is everything that God is to us. Whatever you need, that God is just bringing it in abundance and dumping it on you. Just believe it and receive it and say, God, I'm pulling from you. Your grace is sufficient for me. And when I'm weak, then I'm strong. So I'm strong. So I'm strong right now. See yourself strong. In fact, say that out loud. Say, I'm strong. Say, I'm strong. I'm strong. Say, your grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient. Lord, I look to you. Lord, I look to you. I expect good things. I expect good things. Hallelujah. Now just take one more moment and imagine what it would be like to be past whatever one, two, three things that you're thinking about. Just see yourself past them and see him in the rear view mirror. See yourself however far down the road that you need to right now. You know, if it's a month, if it's a day, if it's 6 months, whatever. See yourself that's past and you're going forward and you have that under your belt. Just think about that for a moment. Let your heart grab a hold of it. Not necessarily how, just see yourself past it. That you're just, it's sewn up. It's almost like it never happened. That you just passed it. Glory to God. You got that image? Hallelujah. Now just keep that image in your heart. As you're going forward, as in the days and weeks, as you're going forward, just believe that that's what God's doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God. He is so good. Lord, we thank you and we draw on you. Thank God. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and open your eyes. Let's turn over to Ephesians 6:10. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Ephesians 6:10. You got that picture in there? You sense that peace? You know there's no reason to get out of that peace? You know the enemy is going to try to rip you out of that peace. That's his goal. Our fight is to stay right there in that peace. When circumstances or anything tries to push you out of that peace, this is where you want to come back to. Just stay in the peace of God. That's the good fight of faith. If we're in any other fight, we're in the wrong fight. The fight that we have is not against the devil, is not trying to do something. It's to stay right there in the fact that God's got this, that God's strong. Do you sense the peace of God that's in here right now? A lot of people are just, you've put it aside for now. See, you're in faith. This is what faith is rest. Do you know that? You know you can tell you're in faith, but if you're at peace, it's going to be okay. You sense that in here? You sense how peaceful it is? That's faith. If you believe that God has everything, why would you be upset ever?
Amen.
If you're upset, if we let ourselves get upset, we're worried about something. We're concerned something's going to happen. We're concerned God's going to fail us. See, that's giving into the wrong thing. So where do we need to stay? Right here? Just stay? No, God has this. Nope, God has this. You just remember what this feels like right here and come back to it and center up on it. Because this isn't just for when we're gathered together in church. This is when you're in the middle of your job and stuff's trying to rip you out of that peace. You can say no. Nope, that might look a certain way, but God's still got this. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. You know, just saying that, just say that out loud. Say, it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. You see what that does? Even if you don't have a clue how stuff's going to work, if in the middle of something you say, oh, it's going to be okay, you watch what that does. Somebody comes up to you and says, well, what about this? All right, it'll be okay. And you don't know what's going to happen, but you're just saying, no, it's going to be all right. That's faith. Because what are you saying? For the Christian, the one that's looking at God, you're saying, God's got my back. He's with me. He's got this. He's more than sufficient. I may not know, but it's no surprise to him. Watch. He'll come through. And he will. He does. Over and over and over. Hallelujah. This is our job right here, is to be in faith. And this is what faith looks like. It's not revving everything up. See, that's usually not in faith. When you're doing this, that's not faith. That's you trying to do something. Faith is coming back to the Word of God and just resting on it and say, God's got this. It'll be okay. You watch. Solid. Strong. Look at Ephesians 6:10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Now, I know this is familiar, but let your heart look at it and grab it. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. He didn't just say to be strong in you. He didn't say to be strong in you and your connections, in your know-how, in your ability. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. in the power of, that's where we're supposed to be strong, in the Lord and in the power of His might, not our might. That's where the problem comes in. We're thinking we got to change this. Man, I got to drum up enough faith to change. No, no, no. Our faith is in the fact that we know Him. So I'm going to be strong in Him. You watch what changes when you start being strong in Him. And just say, no, He has it. See, that's faith in Him. You look, people may think, yeah, you're confident in yourself, but no, it's coming back to Him. You know what He said. You know what He's going to do. And you may not know have all the answers, but you're going to be strong in Him. In the power of His might, He can get it done. He's got the abundance. He can do it. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil or the schemings of the devil. We do have an enemy. He said, for we do not wrestle against flesh or in blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. What is that? That's staying right where we're talking about, to stand. See, there are enemy. There is an enemy and there are his imps that are going to try to push you off through circumstances, through thoughts, through pressure. People are not your problem. Don't put pressure on people. The things may come through people, but they're not your problem. Your problem is behind them. It's the enemy. I'm not saying everybody's demon-possessed. I'm saying Satan's the god of this world, and people just by acting like the world are already being influenced by him, whether they know it or not. You just have to watch. They just have to watch enough TV, and they get a sense of this is how I ought to act, and it's most of it's not godly. They copy it. People copy it. Pop culture. People copy it. Most of it's not godly. So who are they following? They're not following the Lord. Well, this is how I should act. This is cool. Why is it cool? Because everybody's doing it. But why is it cool? Because the god of this world wants it to be cool, because if people act like that, they're following him. So things may come through people, but don't get your eye on people. There's a pressure. But what's our job? He said, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. What are you withstanding? You're staying in this position that we're talking about. You're withstanding. You're saying, I'm in this tower, and I'm not coming down. I'm with the peace of God. I'm up here, and God's got this thing. What the devil wants you to do, see, you're in faith at that point. What he wants you to do is come down and start reasoning with him and talking, and he's going to try to push you. What do you need to do? You need to withstand in the evil day, and when you've done all, you stand. You just stay there and say, nope, I'm not coming down. I'm resting. This thing's going to change. You watch it. Yeah, but, and these thoughts will come and circumstances, yeah, but, and try to get you to come down to this other level and start reasoning and talk about how and why and what if and show you this. And our job is just to stay right here and say, nope, God's all right. He's got this thing, and I just believe him, and I'm going to be strong in him and the power of his might right now. That's the battle right there. That's the battle. See, when you see it like that, it seems pretty easy. And it is. It's simple. It's not necessarily easy. The battle is don't yield to that other junk. You just keep your heart fixed on him. Heart just fixed and resting in him. Right there. And draw on him. Draw on him. Draw on him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's go over to Psalm 27. We'll close here. Psalm 27. Psalm 27, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. It says, the Lord, everybody there? It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Notice that. If you have a New King James Bible, look at your Bible, but if you don't, pick up your scripture sheet and look at it for a moment. So we're on this in the same wording. It says, the Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. Isn't that what we've been talking about? Strength, drawing strength from Him. When you're weak, then you're strong. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Strength. The Bible says here, the Lord is the strength of my life. That's a good thing just to say. The Lord's the strength of my life. 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 He said, who should I be afraid of? What am I going to be afraid of if the Lord's the strength? Notice this. Let this paint a picture for you. The Lord's the strength of my life. It's like the undergirding, the life force in my life. The Lord's that strength. He's my strength. The Lord's the strength of my life. How could I ever be weak? Don't say I'm weak. Don't say I don't know how it's going to turn out. Replace it with the Lord's the strength of my life. Amen. The Lord's the strength of my life. Hallelujah. Say that with me. The Lord is the strength of my life. Say it again. The Lord is the strength of my life. Say it again. The Lord is the strength of my life. One more time. The Lord is the strength of my life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's my strength. He's the strength of my life. He's the strength of my life. Glory to God. Now sometimes we look at it and just, we look at it and we'll say something this and we'll walk by sight. Don't do that. We walk by faith. Brother Hagin tells a story after he got healed. And God off, so for those of you who may not know, if you've not heard his testimony, he had a blood disease, he had a deformed heart, and he was pretty much paralyzed. Now he got healed and got out of that bed. And sometimes people think, well, that was it. He was just strong all the time. No, his body was recovering. And he was still weak in some ways. He looked weak. He got a job not long after that pulling up peach trees. They didn't have a machine. They'd hired these young kids to pull up these two-year-old peach trees for orders. One would get on one side, the other would get on the other side, and they'd pull those things out of the ground. And they did that from before dawn till it got dark. And he said he would go to work. And he'd be saying this verse, the Lord is the strength of my life. And he did not feel like it. And he was skinny, and he would go, and he said, he goes, when they would start to pull, sometimes right when they would start to pull the first one, sometimes it was like the second one, but he said something would hit him from the top of his head down to his feet, and he would have strength. But it didn't just be like, well, Lord's my strength, and he just felt great all the time. No, he went in faith and said, no, the Lord's the strength of my life. And he would go, and that would hit him and sustain him all day. When we're walking through some of these things, we need to say, no, the Lord's the strength of my life, and just stay there and believe it, whether we feel like it or not. Say, no, he's the strength of my life. I'm strong right now. I'm strong here. See, that's where the battle is. Because you don't feel like it, The enemy's trying to pull you out of that tower. He's trying to pull you out of that peace that we were talking about. And that's the fight. No, to say, no, he's my strength. No, he's my peace. No, I'm going to stay right here. And regardless of what I see, regardless of what I feel, I'm strong. He's the strength of my life. He's going to see me through. My God is sufficient. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.